Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Life Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have a prayer request, I'll pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those you listening, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you today for the blessed word of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity you've given us to assemble together again in the name of Jesus Christ. And dear Lord, we petition you again that your spirit be with us and release revelation knowledge unto us that we so desperately need. Father, we come before you today to acknowledge that you are the all-wise God, you are the true and living God, and there's no one that possesses the wisdom as you do. So, dear Lord, look upon us in grace and mercy, and bless us with the understanding we stand in need of. And so, Father, I pray this particular prayer that you will pour your anointing upon me that I may speak to the people that are listening under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And, Father, I be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. I want to, as I've been doing lately, make a couple announcements. Number one, for those of you that are first-time listeners, you see the follow button on the page that you listen to me to. Click on it. It's going to ask for your email information, and the purpose of that is that whenever we do a broadcast, you will be automatically alerted. And that's, once again, a good thing because even though we're scheduled to come on at 7 p.m. nightly, there are times that we may have to do earlier broadcasts. So, hey, hit that follow button and put in your email information. The second thing I want to say to those of you that are first-time listeners, we in the Church of Christ, the Life and Message, we believe that the Bible contains the Word of God. But we also believe that the Lord caused two more books to come forth to go with the Bible. One called the Record of Nephi, which is a record of the people that live on this continent during the prehistoric times. And God had dealt with them, giving his statutes and commandments and judgments unto them as well. And then another book called the Word of the Lord, a book of messages that the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah, as Jesus had promised in Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 3 and chapter 4, Revelation 14 and 6, Acts chapter 3 and Deuteronomy 18 and 18. And therefore, if you want a Record of Nephi book, it is $8. And you want a copy of the Word of the Lord, the messages, they're 75 cents per dozen. You can write to Church of Christ, the Elijah Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That is the Church of Christ with the Elijah Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050, or you can call 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get no one at that number, dial area code 816-252-2343. That's area code 816-252-2343. And hey, you order them, read it. Take it to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord, say, Lord, is this from you? That's the best I can tell you on that, okay? And that's exactly what the Lord wants me to tell you. He wants us to share the word with you all that's listening, and point you guys to him. Now, today I'm here to give the word today on a particular message today, and we're going to first off, we're going to start, in a sense, by defining a particular word. And then we're going to go into some scriptures, and then we're going to go into this article that I want to read to you guys, which is the primary thing of this message tonight. So if you have your Bibles, let's turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5 in your Bibles here. Galatians chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Galatians chapter 5. And I'm going to read verse 18 and verse 19. Galatians chapter 5, verses 18 and verse 19. Now, the word of God says, "But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness." Now, we want to look at the word adultery. And according to the Apostle Paul, whom God was using, who is a child of the living King and a servant of the living King, Jesus Christ, was used to tell, and remember, he was speaking to Christians here. He wasn't just talking to everybody on this earth. He was talking to Christians. That's the first thing you want to remember, because when you read the beginning of the book of Galatians here, it is addressed to the Christian. Now, and what he's doing is that he said that he's actually, when you read this fifth chapter, one of the things you'll notice that he began to differentiate the operating of the spirit versus the operating of the flesh, okay? When it comes to adultery here, he did not list it under the works of the spirit, but he listed under the works of the flesh, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let us define the word adultery. Now, in the original Greek word here for adultery, I wanted to give you the original Greek word. The original Greek word for adultery is morchia. And morchia really means adultery. So, if we want to travel a little deeper, let's go into the dictionary and see what does adultery mean. Now, adultery, according to Webster, I want to read this definition to you here. Webster defined adultery as voluntary sexual intercourse between a married man and someone other than his wife, or between a married woman and someone other than her husband. Did you hear that? Voluntary sexual intercourse. Hallelujah. Glory. Between a married man and someone other than his wife, or a married woman and someone other did her husband. That's adultery. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's adultery. Now, in defining adultery, the title of this message tonight is also put into a form of a question. And as I even get to the articles, you will see what I'm dealing with, not only just adultery, but it's a thing about it that I want to speak to you guys on. But the title of this message tonight is Infidelity on the Rise with Who? And this is in the form of a question. And this alludes to the article that I will be reading to you guys before the broadcast is up. But I want to go and to a few more things about adultery. And people understand this, this is something serious. It's not a joke. It's not a game, okay? And when you having sexual intercourse with someone other than your spouse, that's a serious game. That's a serious thing. That's a very serious thing, okay? Those who have been cheated on have, you know, I tell you like this. I think that some people most definitely don't care, but I think that some of them don't realize how deep a wound is put into a person when their spouse commits adultery on them, when they sleep with someone else. Now, the Lord told us in 1 Corinthians 7, he said, to avoid fornication, which adultery is a form of fornication. Let's remember that, because it's still unlawful sex. And the one that set the law is Jesus Christ. Amen. But he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, to avoid fornication, let every woman have a husband and let every man. Now, when he's talking about, you know, those that are getting married, have a wife. You know, to avoid fornication, you need to have a husband or a wife, okay? Or be married to them. Let me put it to you that way, okay? And in that 1 Corinthians 7 chapter, the Lord, you know, permits sexual intercourse between the husband and wife, okay? Just between them two, not between you and someone other than your spouse. Now, I want to take you to the book of Romans chapter 8. So let's go to the book of Romans chapter 8. And let's look at this. Book of Romans chapter 8. And once again, verse 12 and 13. The book of Romans chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. Now let's look at this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah, Shanda. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Jesus Christ, he is Lord, people. And if anyone knows what's right and what's wrong, it's Jesus Christ. Amen? You know, bar none, okay? And when he tell you that something is not right, then you can best believe something is not right. If the Lord tell you that, hey, you wrong for doing this, then you wrong. I don't care who you go get. You know, sometimes, you know, people try to go get other people to console them when they're doing wrong or to justify them doing wrong. But I don't care who you get. They're not God. Amen. They're not Jesus Christ. So my advice to you is to really just buckle on down and repent. Amen. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 12, okay? And look what it says. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. In other words, we don't owe the flesh anything, okay? For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. Now, people, that's a curse. Now, remember, we open this up with Galatians 5, and the Apostle Paul said, if you live after the flesh. Now, we just looked at Galatians 5, and one of the works of the flesh is what? Adultery. So the Apostle Paul said, if you live after the flesh, in other words, if you live to please your flesh, and your flesh wants to commit that adultery, and you living to please it, so you sleeping around with whoever and whatever, because your flesh rise and you looking at them and you want them and all that stuff, then the Apostle Paul said, you're going to be cursed. Now, one of the curses he mentioned here, he said, ye shall die. Now, in the original Greek word, for the word die, and I wanted to see, can I pronounce this, is apothenes. Apothenes means to die off literally or figuratively. Okay? You're going to die off literally or figuratively. Now, translation on that is dealing with physical or spiritual death. Okay? You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. See, the fornication and the adultery. Now, understand this too, and I didn't mention this yesterday when I was doing fornication, but there's a spiritual side of adultery and fornication as well. Okay? Hallelujah. But here we're talking about especially the physical dealing with adultery. And the Lord said it can lead you to be cursed. This is what the Apostle Paul was saying here, that if you live after the flesh, so if you live your life pleasing your flesh by sleeping around on your spouse, the Lord said you're going to end up cursed. He said you shall die. Hallelujah. Now, some of you will look at this and say, well, we're going to die anyway. Can't live forever. But he's talking about the way you're going to die. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That committed adultery can cut you off, cause you to die before your time. Amen. He said you shall die. You keep pleasing after that flesh and adultery, it can lead you straight to hell. I'm going to be straight up with you, straight up honest with you. But here we see from Romans chapter 8, verse 13, that living in to please your flesh in adultery, when you're living after the flesh to please your flesh and all the other works of the flesh, he said, you can be cursed. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. I want to show you something there. In Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now, remember that Jesus said, or the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, remember he said that Jesus had redeemed us from the curse of the law, which he was letting us know that there was a part of the law that was a curse. It spoke a curse to anyone for a particular reason, or to man for a particular reason, especially the people of God. For a particular reason. Well, why was this reason? Well, let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, and let's tie this in. Deuteronomy chapter 28, let's look at verse 15. He said, but it shall come to pass, if thou would not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So according to God's word through Moses, that whenever you would not heed or hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, then you open the door for curses to come upon you. And so we saw in Romans 8, God is using the Apostle Paul to tell you, said, I don't want you to commit adultery. I don't want you to live after your flesh. And if you don't heed it, you're going to be cursed. And like he said here, that these curses not only is going to come on you, but it's going to overtake you. Now, let's think more a little bit for a minute here. Remember in Galatians 3, we were told by the Apostle Paul that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, here's the thing I want you to remember about the curse of the law. The curse of the law was a threefold thing. First, there is death. And we just looked at that in Romans 8. That death was what? That death is divided into three types of death, okay? Amen. That is of a curse. Number one is physical death. Well, we know physical death. Number two was spiritual death. That's when you don't have the life of Christ in you. You're not born again, and you have death in your spirit. And number three is what is called the second death, where those who are spiritually dead is going to end up in the lake of fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Yes. When a person died, it's not say they're going to hell, okay? But after that, they're going to come a time where death and hell is going to be cast into a place called the lake of fire and brimstone. And the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 20, that is called the second death. So the threefold curse, number one, was what? Death. Number two, the next curse was dealing with sickness, okay? Sickness. You read this 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, chapter 58. Chapter 58. It said, if thou would not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses of a long continuance. Do you see that? So another form of the curse that can come upon one who will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord is sickness. And notice what he said. He said, of long continuance and sore sickness. So if you want to live your life pleasing your flesh, committing adultery, the Lord said a sickness going to come upon you. You open the door for sickness that can be with you long continuance, okay? Long continuance. So some of you want to be harder than life folks out there talking about, well, we're going to die of something anyway. When this curse hits you, have you ever heard of people that was going through stuff so much they wanted to die like they couldn't? That's a torment, people. Let me tell you something. It's not a game. And when you open the door for sickness come, and listen, that sickness can be sexual diseases. There are people that have been sleeping around and got AIDS. AIDS is a, my God, it's a sickness that is a torment, people. It brings suffering. Ain't none of these sicknesses, these curses of sicknesses, ain't none of them where you can say, well, I can just live with it. I can just take it. I am so strong. No. Notice what he said in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. He said, not only with these curses, showing you sickness is a curse, shall come upon you, but it's going to what? Overtake you. So if you thinking that you macho man and you harder than life, and y'all don't care if you said, I've been doing it for years. Your reaping time is finna come if you don't repent. And repent means not just saying I'm sorry, but turn away from the thing. If you want to continue in it, then watch. You're going to reap. And what you're going to reap ain't going to be nothing nice, people. And the worst thing you can reap out of the three is the death. Not just physical. Get this, the spiritual death, where hell awaits, and later on, the lake of fire and brimstone. I got to lay this down for you, people. I got to lay it down for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, some of you that's supposed to be Christians that want to holler, why, look, Brother Nate, we're in the New Testament. Let me help you understand something here. The law of Moses was fulfilled. It was complete. That's true. What was completed was the ordinances, the sacrificing of the animals and stuff. No, we don't do that no more. But remember this. Remember this. Please listen to this and keep this in mind. Because this is getting, it is just getting ridiculous of some of these supposed to be Christians. If you start with a scripture from the Old Testament, they holler, we're the New Testament. You're wrong. Let me help you understand something. The Lord said in Malachi chapter 3, he said, I am the Lord, I change not. What does that mean, Brother Nate? What are you trying to say? What are you trying to get to? Remember this. Whatever God calls a curse, guess what? It's still a curse, people. And whatever he tells what sin would bring as a curse, guess what, people? Yeah, you guessed it. It still will bring a curse. In other words, when God tells you that if you don't hearken to his voice, that these curses will come on you, that hadn't changed, people. Listen, you got some Christians out there, they think because they got saved, sin has changed because they got saved. Let me tell you something. Sin does not change because you got saved. And it would not change what it can bring, you know what, because you got saved. So I don't know if the devil just, you done just accepted the thoughts of the devil in your mind, but I'm going to tell you something. If you have, he's making a fool out of you. Because sin don't say, you know, you like I said, you got some Christians, they will look at that sinner man stealing, they'll frown and get the hammer and hit him outside the head, but then they'll start stealing themselves and then they'll justify it. Well, you just don't understand. Now, I understand you sinning. Period. End of the story. You're sinning. Amen. So here what he said in Deuteronomy, when he talking about curses, guess what? Curses still exist, people. And listen, to some of the Christians who want to throw up Galatians 3 and 13, well, they know the Lord redeemed me from the curse. I'm not under the curse. But guess what? If you fall into the sin, the curse still can get on you. You hear what I'm saying? See, some of you have become misconstrued with that scripture. You act as though that you can sin and no curse will hit you. Let me tell you something. Sin brings curses. Well, I already went over that with you in part of the curses series. Sin brings curses. Okay? And you can holler about how Jesus redeemed you from the curse all you want to. But if you don't repent like he required you, guess what? Have you guessed it yet? That curse going to be there. And that curse is going to do what it do with you. You hear what I'm saying? Now, also the third thing of the threefold, poverty. Okay? Now, hallelujah. It is saying Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 17, said, curse shall be thy basket and thy store. Okay? That's poverty. Today can be your finances because they didn't have currency in this time. But today it can be your finances. Okay? It can be your material possessions can become cursed, become destroyed, become lost. Hallelujah. See, when we give in to the workings of the flesh and want to, for example, please ourselves by committing adultery, then it can open up the door for curses to come on your life. Now, another thing, okay, and I want to read this verse here in this 28th chapter. Verse 28. Look what else is in the curse. He said, the Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Okay? Your mind can be cursed, people. Now, why? You said, well, Brother Nate, why are you bringing it up? Because I want you to understand about a curse. Now, the curse of the law, once again, was threefold. What did I say? Threefold. Death, sickness, and poverty. Also, of that threefold, that means that a curse can hit you in three realms. What do you mean? What three realms? Spiritual realm, you can be cursed spiritually. Just with the spiritual death I told you about, that's a curse, people. So this adultery you want to be in and all other works of the flesh can lead you to be cursed spiritually, where spiritual death lead to destruction. Number two, also a curse can hit you in the soulish realm. That's your mind, your will, and emotions. In other words, just like I read to you Deuteronomy 28 and 28, being smitten with madness and blindness, okay? So therefore, you can be cursed from committing this adultery. You can become cursed in your mind. Glory, hallelujah. You can be cursed emotionally. Your emotions become a wreck. Be cursing your mind like there are people who have, and people don't understand it. They think sex is just sex. No, it ain't. Because you're joining yourself to someone else. And a part of them is, quote, you're joining yourself to. And there are people that have slept with other folk and have messed, they mind end up being messed up. You understand that? It can affect you, or your mind can be cursed. All of a sudden, you thinking like they think, acting like they acting. Okay? Hallelujah. Your emotions all messed up. You all messed up emotionally. People going to the doctors and stuff, getting on pills and medicine because they're messed up emotionally. And some of them, you know, it's, let's be real, and I ain't trying to be funny, they're dealing with your record and sleeping around. Hallelujah. Amen. The third thing, a curse can affect you in the physical realm, your body, okay, where the sickness comes in that as well. You can be sick in the soulish realm. A curse of sickness can be in the social realm. A curse of sickness can come and hit your body, just like I told you. You can get from committing adultery, you can end up with sexual diseases. Amen. Hallelujah. You can end up with sexual diseases. Like I tell you, there have been people that have ended up with, because they're sleeping around in other spots, they end up with AIDS, they end up with syphilis, they end up with gonorrhea. I'm just being honest with you. That's of the curse, people. That is of the curse. And you can affect your spouse, you getting a disease, and not telling him or her. And then you mess around, may sleep with them one time, and you giving them the disease. So now you become at a point where you being used to hurt other people, including your spouse. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to look at something else too. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 5. And then after this, I have a couple more scriptures, and then I'm going to read the article to you. Matthew chapter 5. Let's go there. Matthew chapter 5, something else you need to know concerning adultery. Okay. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. Now look what the word of God says here. Start at verse 27. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her have committed adultery with her already in his heart. So according to Jesus, adultery is not just you physically having sex with the person, but he said you can be lusting in your heart for that person. And Jesus said it is counted as adultery. I had to bring that scripture up for some of you that say, well, it's nothing wrong with looking. Well, according to God, it is. It's the way you look. Hallelujah. Because you're looking at that person saying, if I had the time, I sure would be with them. Or I want to be with them. I want to lay with them. See, all that's in lust. And you're looking at them, desiring of their body, you know, desiring their body so you can sleep with them. That's all in lust, people. And God said, according to the Lord, he said, it's counted as you as adultery. You might say, well, Lord, I didn't sleep when I lay with God. God said, you committed in your heart. Because, see, that's where the sins start, people, in the heart. Manifests out in the flesh. You get me? Hallelujah. Now, I want to read a scripture from the Record of Nephi. And for those of you that have it, turn with me to the book of Alma, chapter 16. And for those of you that don't have it, hey, if you got a pencil and paper, write this down so you can go back to the Lord in prayer about this. Amen? The book of Alma, chapter 16. Verse 18. The book of Alma, chapter 16, verse 18. Now, this is what it says. It said, now those priests which did go forth among the people and preach against all lies and deceiving and envies and strife and malice and revelings and stealing, robbing, plundering, murdering, committing adultery, and all manner of lasciviousness, crying that these things ought not so to be. Now, these was priests of the Lord over here on this continent during that time. But notice something. This is an example of, this is what really the leadership supposed to be preaching. But notice through the years that more of the leaders have stopped preaching it, and many of them get caught in it themselves. You understand that? You got a few of them still left preaching against adultery, but you find a lot of, they just being silent on the issue. Why is that? Because we don't want to preach nothing to make the people mad, they might quit coming. And there are souls out there that want to hear the word. If those people want to quit coming because they don't want to hear you preach on adultery and preach against adultery, and they knowing themselves they committed it, then wipe the dust off, shake the dust off your feet and go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shake the dust off your feet and go on. Now, I want to read another message here, a message from the word of the Lord. The Lord has sent by his angel messenger, the Elijah. Once again, if you have the book, turn to me with me to the fifth message. And we're going to look at verse 3. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The fifth message, verse 3. And I want to read to you this verse that Jesus sent the angel out February the 4th, 1927. And I want you to hear what one of the things that he permitted this angel to say. Fifth message, verse 3. And it says, remember. The word remember means be careful not to forget. Now, that's what the Lord said. Be careful not to forget. Satan in times past has led a man away from the teaching of Christ and his church, but let it not be so with you. Others have been led away by adultery because of following the whispers of Satan. See, Satan is tied in with the flesh, people. He knows the state of the flesh. And he said, because they have followed the whispers of Satan, but let it not be so with you. Some have been led by pride and the love of the praise of men, but let it not be so with you. All these things and many more come from the whispers of Satan. Let not your heart be tempted, neither by the praise of men, nor by the love of money, because it will rob you of the spirit and goodness of God. God says nothing good about adultery. And he said that there have been some who have been led away from the church. See, this is how, listen, that sleeping around is not just an average thing, people. This is something serious. You think you know who you're connecting yourself to, but for the most part, you really don't know. You're looking at how they body, how they shape, and how they saying some sweet nothings in your ear. And next thing you know, you sleep with them. And now you acting all funny. You have no desire. See, listen, some of these people carry spirits, I'm going to be honest with you, within them. Okay? And by you joining yourself to them, that gives these spirits the right to attack you. And they will attack you even emotionally. Okay? The Lord said that some have been led away from the church through the adultery. Why? Because they were following the whispers of Satan. Satan knows the condition of the flesh, so he whispers stuff to the flesh. Hey, don't you want him? Hey, don't you want her? You know, your wife ain't acting right with you. You know, your husband ain't acting right with you. You know, you need some relief. You need some help. I'm just telling you, being honest with you. And, you know, they go, well, yeah, I do, you know. She just don't understand or he don't understand. Next thing you know. And see, Satan also uses people to even lead God's people away from Christ. See, that's another thing, Christian, that you need to hear. Okay? Once again, you think you be knowing who you fooling with. You don't really fully be knowing like you think. Next thing you know, by you sleeping with them and they having that hold on you now. Because here's another thing. You can be, when you join yourself to someone unlawfully too in the sight of God, and someone that's not saved too, that's called an ungodly soul bond. So you can be connected to people ungodly in an ungodly way. Okay? You know, it's just like, you know, remember in the times where, and I'm not trying to be funny when I say this, but many times when you find some women that they got a husband that just dog them, sleep around all kind of women, and he wives be knowing it. And then, you know, and then they come home in the rage and hitting on their wife, and then they go, and then, you know, you have some people trying to help her to get away and say, hey, you need to get away, blah, 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 and you wonder why she wouldn't leave. Why would she go away? And then you notice that she still, you know, I don't want to go. I still need to be with her. And you say, why? Because she's just connected, especially ungodly way. And that ungodly soul bond has to be broken, people. It has to be broken. And the power of the anointing can break it. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, one more verse here in this word of the Lord. 37th message. The Lord sent this message out September 22nd, 1938. And this is what he authorized his angel to say. In this third verse here, 37th message, it said, a day is and nigh at hand when rumors of war will be heard and fear will come in the hearts of men. Some their hearts will fail them because of the things that they will hear. But to those that have named the name of the Lord,
and that will yet name his name. Be zealous, therefore, and look to God. For those that he loves, he also chastens. And the wise shall repent of what? The ways of sin and the flesh, that they be not spotted at the last day. The Lord said the wise will repent of it. Remember now, repent ain't just you saying, I'm sorry. Repent includes you turning away from the thing. Ain't no need saying, Lord, I'm sorry, and then the next woman you see, you sleeping with her. You turning away from that, okay? And he said the ways of sin and the flesh. So the way of the flesh, we saw the in the works where Paul, the Apostle Paul was telling us in Galatians 5, one of them is adultery. So therefore, if you want to be on the place of the wise, if you've been committing it, you would say, Lord, forgive me, and turn away from it. You ain't going to keep staying connected to the person you committed adultery to. You talking about, I'm sorry, but I need to go around. You need to find some ways that you don't go around. I'm just being honest with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read an article to you. Amen. And this article is entitled Extramarital Sex Among 55 is Increasing. Fine study. I'm going to read that title again. And this is on the independent.co.uk. Extramarital sex among over 55s is increasing. Fine study. Now, this is what the article says here. Extramarital sex is on the up. And if you be forgiven for thinking the younger generations, well, with their swiping and their apps and their commitment issues, are the ones driving this, but you'd be wrong. A new study has found that older people are cheating on their husbands and wives much more than their younger counterparts. Now, it said according to this research published by the Institute for Family Studies, 20% of married Americans age over 55 admit to extramarital sex, compared to just 14% of those under 55. It's easy to assume that this is simply because older people are likely to have been married longer and have thus had more time to cheat. The majority were married between 20 and 30 years, but the study reveals that instances of adultery in older marriages have soared since the year 2000. At the same time, the rate of extramarital sex among 18 to 55-year-old married couples have declined, showing a divergence. The research entitled America's New Generation Gap in Extramarital Sex was led by Nicholas H. Wolfinger, a professor in the University of Utah's Department of Family and Consumer Studies. It is based on analysis of data from General Social Survey. It's possible to presume that those aged over the age of 55 could be suffering from lackluster lengthy marriages or midlife crisis, but that's nothing new. In fact, Wolfinger believes the change reflects the generation. He points out that over 55 grew up in the time of the sexual revolution, okay? It's important to note, however, that the research was on extramarital sex in particular, not just adultery within relationships. There's also the possibility that the finding reflect a rise in polyamory or ethnic non-monogamy, that is having sex with other people with your partner's consent. In other words, you hear a lot of this open marriage stuff, okay? But here's the thing, okay, as I read to you in the article, it's talking about how it has risen, extramarital sex with people that's 55 and older. And I'm going to tell you something, people. I have seen some of these older folks, that spirit on them. Hallelujah. That spirit of lust. And here's the thing. And this infidelity on the right. Now, these are older people who should be teaching the younger people a thing or two about what's right. But guess what? They're competing with the younger folks. Grandma's wearing short mini skirts now. and flaunting herself, okay, and winking her eye at young boys. We're going to be honest with you. And grandma's married and been married for years. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? But infidelity is on the rise, and especially with the older people. I mean, let's be real. It's been, you can see it, you know. And to me, the last few years I've seen, it's like it has gotten worse. You got, you got some men I've seen look like at least almost 70 years old, still thinking they pimp daddies, or thinking they pimp daddy. Got big earring in their ear, walking with a pimp. What is this stuff? Talking, when they see a young girl, talking under her clothes, all of that stuff. And these some of the same dudes that you know who their wife is, and they've been married to her for a long time, okay? And see, back years ago, a lot of times, to be honest with you, and hey, man, please don't get mad at me for saying this, but I got to be real about it. Many times in the household, if one was doing cheating, it was a lot of times it was a man. Let's be real. But that has changed, people, because now some of these women, my God, when they tell you something, well, I'm 60 years old, you be like, man, you sure don't act like it, and you don't dress like it neither. I've been married. I've seen husband and wives. Both of them had that spirit of lust on them. And see, you got now more of these open marriages now with people. But here's the thing that I'm just touching on even more about this infidelity, is how it's been rising among older people. That spirit and that work of the flesh, man, I'm telling you, it's something serious. Now, I pray that any of you that's hearing this, and if you have been doing this thing, I pray that you repent, because I went through those scriptures first to show you that a curse is coming on you. If you don't turn from that, the curse is going to get you. And the Lord has given you an opportunity to repent of this thing. Now, if you like, yeah, Brother Nate, that's you, you know, and the Lord understand my heart. And then some of you may say, well, ain't nothing happened to me yet. Okay. That's the same thing you could say about a garden. You don't know exactly what day the crop will come up. You can go out there next day and look down and don't see nothing, and you might say, ain't nothing happened yet. But eventually you know some of a crop is coming. Well, I say that to say this. To those of you that want to be so quick and talk about, ain't nothing happened to me yet, and I'm still going strong. Okay, guess what? When your crop come up, remember this, you're going to know why it came up. It ain't going to be no, I just don't understand why it's happening. Oh, yeah, you're going to understand. You're going to know. You are definitely going to understand, and you're going to know. Hallelujah. So, hey, granddaddy, grandmama, be a granddaddy and grandmama. Okay? Point these younger ones to the right marriage. Quit running out there yourself, and please, dress presentable, not desirable. You know, some of you say, well, you know, I'm having a problem with my marriage, and, you know, okay, I understand that, but it don't make it right, you going out there and committing adultery. Remember how the Apostle Paul did that in Galatians 5. He differentiates the spirit from the flesh. And see, another reason why I can see God having to do that, because it's just like in 1 Corinthians 12, when you had some of the Corinthians, when Paul had to teach them about the gifts of the spirit, because history had spoken that during that time, there was some that was saying the Holy Spirit had given them to say something about Jesus, and what they were saying about Jesus was bad. And Paul had to let them know, say, hey, that ain't the gift of the spirit. And the Holy Spirit ain't going to have you causing Jesus a curse. Well, when you look at this work of the flesh and adultery, the reason why the Apostle Paul had to differentiate this thing to let you know it's the work of the flesh and not of the spirit is because you'll have some people saying, you know, God had me to meet this person in my life and to be with him. And you'd be like, hey, ain't you still married? Yeah, but it ain't working out well, me and my wife or me and my husband. So
God had me to meet this person. They make me happy and all that. No, God didn't. That's your flesh and the devil, okay? That's your flesh and the devil. That's what it is. Amen. That's your flesh and the devil. See, God is so wise, and so he gave his servant, the Apostle Paul, to say, okay, list the works of the flesh and let the people know the difference between the working of my spirit and the working of their flesh. So they won't be claiming something that's sin of my spirit. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So infidelity is on the rise with the older people. Yeah. Hallelujah. Sleeping around just like some of the young folk. You know, we just look at all them young folk, but it ain't all just them young folk. And see, a lot of the church mothers and church dads have, you know, transitioned, have passed on. And some of these ones that are calling themselves church moms and church dads, they're competing with the young folk, trying to, you know, amen. Hallelujah. Lord, help us. Help us one and all. I'm here to give you this word. And to those of you that's in this thing, that's doing this, this is a word of warning. Now, you can disregard it. You can say, hey, that's just your thought, Brother Nate, your opinion. You can say all of that. But I show you what the word of God say. And if you keep in that thing, watch. You're going to find out, no, it wasn't Brother Nate's opinion. That's what the Lord said. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord, we thank you for this opportunity and day that you've given us. And Father, I thank you for blessing this broadcast and blessing me to deliver this message of your word to those that are listening. Father, I pray that you will water the seed I've sown and bring forth the increase for your glory. And Lord, I'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elijah Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.